Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My Richie Rich from last week. So, you just impersonated the guy that's here?
Yes.
From last week.
Yeah.
We are time travelers.
How bizarre.
603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. You can also find us over at freetalklive.com. I don't know why you'd want to watch, but there's some cameras rolling. Video.freetalklive.com. We do stream live every night, that kind of a thing. So
there might be a slight delay on the video feed.
Florida Man is watching.
It's true. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Rich Rich.
We were talking about, Pecos Mountaineer, another co-host here, he had called in to talk about Bitcoin Pizza Day, but then also talk about... what's her name? Janky bitch?
Jankowicz?
What's her... Jamie? No.
Nina?
Nina, yes. Nina Janky bitch, who has been ousted as the leader of the Ministry of Truth.
Well, her videos are creepy.
This whole... I mean, government
She's
itself
a strange
is creepy.
One.
Just creepy.
Government itself is creepy. If you, just set aside all your preconceived notions about what it is and what it's supposed to do and observe it in, with new eyes, and you're like, this is a horrible idea.
It's a cult.
Like, if somebody came to you and was like, hey, I got an idea. This is how we're going to run things. And you're like, no, that's a horrible idea. Why would anybody ever agree to do that?
Even her being creepy could be in itself a misdirection.
Right. The whole thing is disinformation.
We know that the people are going to turn on her because she's weird and creepy. So we'll put her out there first. Scale
get
back,
rid of her and put these two guys
right.
in. Right, yeah.
Yeah. So we can talk more about that or any of the other things we've talked about. But first, let's go to the phones. And the phone, we've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sarah? Yes, I just want to bring up, are you with me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Get with us. We are supposed to be getting, $250.
We are? When are we getting this money?
Are the Chinooks dropping that from the sky?
No, for people resident of New Mexico, it's a gift from our governor.
From the governor? Wait, your governor makes enough money to give everybody in New Mexico $250?
He took $500.
Well, if you got a family, you might get about $1,500.
A gift from your governor? Are you sure the money's coming from the governor and not somewhere else? Because I don't think governors make that much money.
Well, the thing is that it's
a bill.
State fund, or it's a bill that allocates the money that would get distributed to people that...
All right, but where does the money come from?
It's not really her personal account, but it's a state account or federal account.
Okay, where does that money come from?
I guess all the people it comes from all the people that live in this country, I guess.
And by
but whatever that got left over from war, whatever we spend on war spending.
By what means do they collect this money? By what means do they collect this money, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't we get some kind of a state budget? But she's making sure that everybody in New Mexico gets some of this funding.
Sarah, let me rephrase the question. Let me rephrase the question.
Let me lead you with the question.
Yes. What do they call it when government acquires money from people? What's that called?
Ooh.
Richie Richie.
Well, I guess it's taxes.
Yes, very good. So the governor is not gifting anybody anything. The governor is first taking away a bunch of money from everybody else in New Mexico and then turning around. Now, they're going to keep a big hefty chunk of it for themselves.
10% for the big guy.
Or more. And then they're going to turn around and give $250, maybe as many times as, two or three times, I think you said. So I just want to be clear about where the money's coming from. It's not coming from the governor. It's coming from the taxpayers in New Mexico.
It's gas money.
Right?
Point.
So what's so bad about that? What's getting our taxes back when we need it? Because our inflation has gone
well,
up.
Well, why should they take them in the first place? If they want to give everybody a gift, why don't they just say, hey, guess what? This year, we ain't got to pay no taxes.
There's a gift.
Well, I mean, that's the way that the system has been established. It's been...
It doesn't make it
it's
right.
It's always been taking the taxes, and we should get some of it back.
It's
and
been
I'm
dumb
hoping
from
that...
the beginning.
Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it proper. You don't take stuff from other people and then keep a hefty chunk of it for yourself and then turn around and give it to everybody else and hope that they go, oh, thank you, benevolent overlords. Nice gift.
One of the interesting things that comes up, especially now with the whole, like, baby formula thing, was that in order to... increase the supply, right? The government's going to be benevolent and lift regulations, right?
Wow.
Like we're going to allow imports to come in now that previously weren't. Or, you know, another example is like the Jones Act, right? When shipping has issues, they go like, well, we're going to pause the Jones Act for a second and allow things to flow more smoothly.
Like, or a temporary gasoline tax. Yeah. Why temporary?
Right. But then they put it back into place. Yeah. Right? Like, it's admitting. Clearly beneficial.
Yeah. They're admitting that they are preventing things from running smoothly,
right.
Going well, and otherwise hindering the flow of the economy, at least in Sarah's case, where she's talking about this 250 of these checks
right.
that they're getting in New Mexico from the government.
If it's so good, just don't tax it to begin with, and then you don't have extra steps.
All right, so Sarah, you're going to get some $250 checks, then what?
Well, I do not know for sure because I'm on SSI disability,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if I'm excluded or I'm included with the 252 times or not, but I'm not so concerned about it. I do well. I'm living okay, but... But it's a big deal to people that don't get a lot of money that, you know, that really need this. So they're waiting to see. But I'm very grateful because a lot of times that, you know, they take our tax money. We don't get nothing back at all from anybody. But if we get something back because our governor, you know, funnels the money towards us, I mean, I'm very grateful.
Here's the secret.
Going to get my vote.
Yeah, you know what? Slaves are always happy when the master gives them a nice, you know, chunk of something that they didn't get before, right? Some new clothes or something like that. Slaves are always grateful for that kind of stuff.
Here's the secret. They took more than they're giving back. Yeah. You would have more if they didn't take in the first place.
Well, the governor's
going to
get
that much better off.
The governor's going to get her vote. The governor's going to get her vote.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Governor's going to get her vote. She is more than happy to have the dictator, the master, if you will, of her particular plantation in the state of New Mexico. That is for the masters there to, you know, kick her down a little chunk of the profits that they've made off of her.
Right. There's a quote that says like, "Take it surreptitiously, give it back flamboyantly."
Yes,
or something to that.
That's an excellent. Excellent thing. Let's move right along to Bambi calling from Florida. Bambi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got a local call from a Libertarian Party meetup today. I'm in North Florida, North Tampa.
Oh, she's breaking up a little bit.
Bambi, your signal's breaking up. Can you, move around the room and, I don't know, lift one leg in the air or something?
Bambi become a female name after the movie, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but I hate Disney, so don't bring me in with them.
All right, we can hear you now. Well, go ahead and start over.
Okay, I got a local call from a Libertarian Party meetup today in my home county, which is just north of Panama City, very rural, remote North Florida area.
Yep.
And it kind of inspired me a little bit to see that there were more libertarians in our area looking to meet up. And I know you guys don't just love Florida, but we are very free here compared to some parts of the country.
That's true, right. Actually. Florida and New Hampshire, depending on which magazine is rating us. Like it'll often like flip between. Like one year Florida will be the number one, the next year New Hampshire, the next year Florida, next year New Hampshire.
Who's winning this year?
Well, it's New Hampshire this year. But Florida and New Hampshire, generally speaking, number one, number two in, you know, freedom, civil liberties, that type of a thing.
And I homeschool, and so like the freedom to homeschool here is so wonderful. We just have so much flexibility, and it's just awesome.
Hey, Bambi, can you hang on because we have to do a thing, but we want you to finish your thought. Can you stand by?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, hang on.
Coming up next, Matt Damon makes a new commercial apologizing for people telling for him telling the people to buy crypto.
Matt Damon. Doesn't make sense. More Freak Talk Live coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's it. Not very feline,
that is the best cue right there. right there.
It is Free Talk Live.
I wasn't going to let him ruin it.
The telephone number 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
And I got to dial letters?
O?
No, O means zero.
Oh, if you're calling from a rotary phone, press 2.
To introduce the hosts, press 1.
Beep.
It's the captain.
Steve Plasek.
Rich E. Rich.
To repeat this menu, press 5.
Boop.
It's the captain.
Steve Plasek.
Rich E. Rich.
All right, enough tomfoolery. We were talking...
Wait, tomfoolery's on the left?
No. Oh. Actually, we were speaking with Bambi in somewhere near Panama City, Florida. And she had mentioned that, Florida and New Hampshire are generally regarded as the two most free states in the United States. And
the thing about New Hampshire, though, is we don't have Florida men, so there's that.
Yeah, yeah, you don't ever
Florida
read...
Florida man is up here, he's got an apartment.
You don't ever read in the newspapers, like, a New Hampshire man, and then something weird follows that. Or at least not as often. Anyway, Bambi, you were telling us...
homeschooling.
The homeschooling. Continue.
Yeah, well, first of all, I grew up in the number one marijuana growing county in the United States back in the 90s. So we were a product of the
Humboldt County?
And I was Holmes County. I was part of the Smoke Free Class of 2000. And there in the late 90s, we were the number one marijuana producer in the U.S.
Nice.
So we had a lot of that growing up, the indoctrination, war on drugs, signing all these things in the fourth grade that we were never going to smoke and all this stuff. So anyway, I look back on that and see now.
I'm a proud DARE graduate.
But, yeah. So I'm a homeschool mom now. I have three boys, and it's just funny to see their personalities develop. And I was born a rebel. I always tell my husband I was born this way, and I switched to the Libertarian Party about 10 or 15 years ago. But I have one son who is firstborn, more of a rule follower, and then I have two other boys who are born rebels. And so how do you guys sway the person who thinks that they need the structure and the rules to libertarianism? For those people, just philosophy, some people just gravitate toward... The structure.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
even
with rules.
Even from a young age. Right.
That's part of it for me. Like, people are like, you're the anarchist. I thought you don't like rules. No. I like rules. I like rules when I've agreed to them.
I don't like rulers.
Right.
Rules for me, not rules for other people.
Right. So there's nothing wrong with structure. Is if that's what they want and they're agreeing to that structure, right, who cares? It's voluntary. But if it's imposed on them, right, like you must follow these rules, then that's where I would probably take it.
Yeah, like you sound like you might be familiar with a word that public schools used to use, sometimes still do use, and that's truancy.
Yes.
Public schools used to, and some still do, employ truancy officers. They probably call them a different word these days, but they're basically there to, if somebody doesn't show up for school, they go and find the parents, hunt them down, and be like, you should be sending your kid to school, and if you don't, we will do things to you until you do. And so that's,
right.
That's where that comes from. That is compulsory schooling. That is that you are compelled to send your kids to a state institution where they do Lord knows what to your children.
And there are some homeschool kids who may want that structure. Right? Like, I want to go to school, and it should be,
Well, he doesn't want that structure necessarily.
Okay.
It's just funny because he notices things like the speed limit. Now, our school, we are free schoolers, unschoolers.
Nice.
Farm schoolers, we have a farm and that sort of thing. And so the boys they're like hands-on learners, and we do very little bookwork. So it's not necessarily the school or like the work regimen. It's just life in general. Like he sees rules posted somewhere. Somebody says don't chew gum at the ballpark because it's turf field. He's going to follow that rule. Like he's just a natural born rule follower, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just funny to observe it from a mother's perspective on kids, a personality type.
One of the, I'm going to say, important life lessons that I learned was If you have the rules up front, right, and then you enter the game, you obligate yourself to play that game by the rules. And if you choose not to play by the rules, you ought to choose a different game, right? So there are some members of the, you know, libertarian community that want to get into the game of politics.
Yes.
But they say, like, well, if we lose, I'm not going to follow those rules. And I would say, well, then don't enter that game, right? If you're not going to abide by the rules when you lose, you ought not compel people to abide by the rules if you win, which is rare as a libertarian, right? But if you're not, if you're going to break the rules, just stay out of the game. Like, that's not the game for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, when you enter into the political game, one must realize if, you know, and I'm not talking about you specifically, Bambi, I'm talking to listeners in general, one must realize that they are the ones who make the rules, and they like to change them.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're abiding by them, they like to change them on you,
right,
just because they can.
Right.
So
if you enter a private, you know, institution like, you know, the store or the ballpark or whatever, and it says don't chew gum, right? You ought to follow that rule because you're entering there voluntarily.
Right.
But I did not agree to the speed limit. Right, I'm just a traveler.
Right,
and as such, since I didn't agree, I am not obligated to abide by that rule. I cannot. I can drive under the speed limit.
Go ahead, Bambi.
Yeah, we've got a cop that sits down the road from our house, and we drive about 30 minutes to baseball practice. And so he had like trailed us one night with his lights turned out, and I was sitting in the back seat. My older son was sitting in the front with my husband, and he pulled us over, and we didn't even know he was behind us because he had his lights off. And so then
that's
I was
scrambling
my purse to find he sucks. Barney Fife, we call him. But we see him almost every day, but he got us that night. It was a Friday night. It was late. And fortunately, my husband was not speeding because we are used to that area, you know, being like trolled. But so the boys were all like, oh, my gosh, we got pulled over, you know. And so I'm scrambling to find my proof of insurance. And we had moved. And so my insurance wasn't the same on my license, but my husband had. He's more of a rule caller. He had been having updated his license and such. And so anyway, he said our tag light was out. And it just, it burned me up. And so I wasn't going to change the tag light. I was going to let him pull me over again. And so we were going, and my older son was like, oh, my gosh, why did you change the tag light? I'm like, yeah, let him pull me over again.
That's the way to do it.
Out, my husband had changed it for me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, changed the light. But he is a little more rule caller than I am. I am familiar.
There were some activists here that had a problem with the headlight, and they said what we're going to do is we're going to carry the headlight with us. And then when we get pulled over, we're going to ask the cop for help. If they're really to protect and serve, they'll help me change the light rather than ticket me.
Hey, Bambi, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
Coming up next, experts confirm the likelihood of surviving the apocalypse is directly proportional to how many items you've purchased from conservative websites.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the nation deals with inflation reaching a near 40-year high, soaring gas prices, and even a nationwide baby formula shortage, some economists are sounding the alarm that the nation could be at risk for a possible recession. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, responds when asked about the possibility of a recession while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Our economy's in a period of transition. We're moving from the strongest economic recovery in modern history to what can be a period of more stable and resilient growth.
The Fed Reserve recently raised its benchmark interest rate in an effort to curb inflation. White House COVID Response Coordinator Dr. Ajish Jha says the United States is not done yet with COVID-19. Dr. Jha saying that 300 people a day are dying from it, and that's way too much. USA Radio News. The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012. The tornado killed at least two people and injured 44 more. The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
603-283-6160 is the phone number. We got your calls and thoughts coming up in the studio tonight. It's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, Steve Classic.
And Reggie Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. We're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off. It's got over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel just by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com. I was pointing at you for the cough. There's a button to...
I thought I had the button.
Oh, okay.
It probably came through my mic. So if you have to, we'll both hit the cough button.
I'm aware of the cough button.
Yeah.
Just check. Usually my finger turns a little white.
And nobody can hear you.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you're white-knuckling the cough button? All right, Steve, that's bad radio. Stop that.
Yes, I white-knuckle it just to make sure, because the old button you have to press even harder.
You're a good man.
So if it came through, I apologize.
Aye, aye, aye.
Are we back?
It's off the
We're back.
It's off the rails.
It's like Amtrak.
What are we doing here? Oh, we're Free Talk Live. What do we do here? We take calls.
We take calls.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you called last night and you mentioned something about it being your son's birthday.
Oh, we covered that at the top of the show.
And that kind of a thing. So, yeah, go ahead, David.
Yeah, so today is my son's birthday, and it's his 18th birthday.
Happy birthday to the junior Olson,
the other David Olson.
Yes, we will violate a direct court order and make an intentional contempt of court here momentarily when I address my son directly. I was telling you that a series of judges, including Judge Angela Jewell to be the first, followed by Judge M. Monica Zamora to be the second, and Judge John J. Romero Jr. to be the third, issued and maintained an order of no contact between myself and my children for the pendency of the court case, which is still pending. It's still going on.
Wait, so now he's an adult and you still can't contact him?
Well, technically, that is how I would interpret the order, because the order, he's still my son. Mm-hmm. He's still he's an adult, but he's still my son. He's still under the jurisdiction of the court. The order is still in effect. The order says nothing about when he turns 18. It just says there shall be no contact between myself and my children.
Wow.
And it's never been rescinded. And so, and I was telling you that I was fined in today's dollars, $500 in 2011, approximately. Well, it might have been 2009. About 2009, I was fined in contempt of court $500 because when my children were one and two, literally, been separated from them, I typed onto my Facebook post, David, I love you. Paisley, I love you. That was the extent of it. And my ex saw that online, took it to the judge, and the judge held me in contempt of court and fined me in today's dollars $500.
That's such horse hockey. I want to use better, stronger words to make your point for you. But, yeah, that's insane that a Facebook post could be construed as violating a no-contact order.
Well, if you really want to violate it, now send him a friend request. Let them take it to court. Like, he's an adult now. Let them make a ruling. We're going to do that
right now on live national radio. We are going to violate that order. And so let me go into Darth Vader mode. Luke, David, this is your father. Yoda. Oh, you know, Yoda. Yeah, they're all kind of the same.
You actually kind of sounded more like a Wookiee, but that's okay.
Okay.
You know, they all sound the same, including Pee Wee Herman, Fozzie Bear. Who else? Uh-huh. They all have that same voice. Yeah.
Hello there. Kermit the Frog.
Yep.
Kermit, yeah.
All right, go ahead. Anyway, your message to your son.
Yeah, my son's name is David. Hi, David. How you doing? Haven't seen you in a minute. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday. And you may or may not know, and I'm presuming you don't know. I'm presuming you've been told all kinds of lies and not given any truthful information. But there's been a no-contact order between myself and you for the last however many teens of years. And I'm going to violate that order right now intentionally. You know, happy birthday, David. So, therefore, I violated the order. And Judge Angela Jr. who wrote the order originally, she's, I believe, retired. John J. Romero Jr. may be retired, and he was handling the case last, but somebody has taken the case for him. And so whatever judge that is, I just violated your court order, and I triple-dog dare you to do anything about it. And Hector Balderas, if you look at his picture, is the Attorney General of the state of New Mexico, the highest law enforcement officer in the state. And Hector Balderas, I triple-dog dare you to hold me in contempt of court for violating that order of no contact, which I just did on national radio, you jerk.
Hey, David, we appreciate you doing this act of civil disobedience live on the program tonight. We wish you the best, and happy birthday to your boy, David. Commentary?
I already said happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's cool. Just, you know, throwing it right in their face on live radio. That's great.
Well, okay, yes, but it would, you know, if you really wanted
but
to.
But you already said the happy birthday.
Not that, but call the boy. right?
Really, well, I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to have like a speed dial.
Oh, like a three-way call. That would have been cool too.
Yeah.
But you know, still, just even saying hello over radio airwaves, I think, in the spirit of civil disobedience is pretty cool. Happy to participate in that kind of a thing here on Free Talk Live.
I'm always down with the civ dis.
Yeah, the kids are calling. But the thing with being 18 years old, that person is an adult, right?
I'm assuming that.
Like what, you can never talk to this person
ever? Assuming that Junior can talk to dad or initiate the communication, but I don't know that. I don't know what the court order actually reads. I don't know how the judges would interpret that. Different judges may interpret it differently.
He would have to ignore it because he's not allowed to contact, right? Shall have no contact.
Right.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's no age limit on that, then it's probably still in effect because you can have no contact order between adults. It's not like it magically disappears. You know, it's whether or not the son wants contact. Right? Could he go in and request? Like, could the son file an affidavit or a motion or whatever those things are called to have that order on him rescinded so that he can contact his dad?
So I'm just wondering now, like, let's say there was a no contact order issued against the father, but like the son had no idea that some other guy was his father or whatever, and then turns 18, and then mom's like, hey, I got to tell you a thing, and he finds out, and so he goes on a quest to find his bio dad, right? And then shows up at his door, and the bio dad opens the door. Who the heck are you? And like, oh, hey, I'm your son. Now, has he violated the no contact order?
I would say he has not violated it. Until the son says, like, I am your son, and then he would be, I would assume he would be required to remove himself from that situation. Like, sorry, kid, can't talk to you, court order.
Family court is one of the most heinous, vile, despicable organizations, even within government itself, as despicable and vile as government is. Family court operates on a whole different set of rules than the rest of the court system does, and that is to say that, generally speaking, families lose and attorneys win. That's how it plays out in family court most of the time.
Will Steve Classic do a bit at the next break? Coming up next.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Harmonizers?
That sounds bad.
Harmonization?
You know what he is, doctor.
Background vocalist.
He's a harmonizer. Don't want to go near that guy.
I'll call him Mr. H3000.
I don't trust anyone whose thing starts with harm.
Starts to drink and then harmonizes all night.
This is Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Rich Rich.
And before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Bonnie Nestat. Bonnie is a gold-level amplifier, which means she gives way more than $5 a month. We have different levels, silver, gold, platinum. So I believe she gives $10 a month to us for the AMPS program. What is the AMPS program? Well, AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. What do you need to do to become an amplifier? Well, you go over to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can see the different levels of contribution that you can make. Where does the money go? The money goes to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, the radio show that you're listening to right now, and get us onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 or so radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. 350 is not out of the question.
All of the radio stations.
It's all up to you. If you like the hosts, you like the content, you enjoy this program, you get value out of it, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Bonnie Nestat, for being an amplifier. We appreciate you.
Mostly, if you think it's a good medium to spread the message of freedom and liberty and peace and prosperity, right?
Yes.
You're not going to do it alone, but we have a wider voice.
Yes.
So make it wider.
Agreed. Moving right along to your calls and thoughts, let's go to Jack in Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was actually calling about a business opportunity.
Multi-level marketing?
No, a new sitcom.
Oh.
A sitcom where a bunch of people sit around on a radio show? And
New Mexico. It's a sitcom. I mean, David and Sarah from New Mexico. It's like a mini-series, like listening to their lives and stuff on the show, because I listen every day.
Okay.
So it's just, I would love to. I mean, that would be a great
I know what you'd call it. Albuquerque. Quirky.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. Yeah, David run around complaining about the judges, Romero Jr. And,
and Sarah being a communist capitalist,
buying the vote,
having trouble crossing the street.
Richard's yelling at them both, hey, wait a minute, you guys.
I got to get on Free Talk Live and talk about this light.
For drags coming back from Ukraine, yeah, all PTSD.
I want to talk about Odyssey.
One
of my favorite albums, or I guess musical performances, is Nirvana Live Unplugged MTV back in whenever.
Yep.
I've been listening to it on, you know, for quite a few years. I've been on YouTube. And, you know, it breaks it up. It doesn't have, like, the conversations between. So last night, I played Odyssey. Played the whole thing through. Anybody listening can test it. No commercials. All the conversations between songs.
Nice.
It was amazing. Anybody can check that out right now or choose their favorite artist and go and do it.
If you're looking to add to your depression.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. Odyssey is an amazing piece of technology, and I wish those guys the best. They do great work. If you're not familiar, go Odyssey, and it's spelled weird, O-D-Y-S-E-E is how you spell it. It is a great, great thing, and I hope it continues moving forward and replaces YouTube, because YouTube sucks.
WhoTube?
Yeah, YouTube was pretty good. It was my go-to thing
before
on the internet.
Bought by Google.
Yeah, before the Don't Be Evil people bought it and decided to be evil with it. So, moving right along, let's go to Herbert in Florida. Herbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening there, gentlemen.
Hey, Herbert, what's on your mind?
All right, so listen, I am a book author, okay? And I wrote a book back in 2017, and I got it uploaded to Amazon, and I got it uploaded to Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And the book has been selling. It's actually being taught by colleges and universities all over the world.
What's it called?
It's called Literary Documentation, Book 1, Stuck on the Outside, My Personal Quest to Become an Integral Part of the American Dream. I am the Herbert Eric Stevens that invented the GPS that's in your car. So I wrote the book that Silicon. Yeah, thank you. I'm the guy who wrote the book that Silicon Valley never wanted out. So they've been trying to squash the book. The problem is that I went to LinkedIn when I had it in manuscript format, and I knew one lady, and I asked if I could contact like some of her people, and she said, yeah. And the way I knew her was her son and my son used to be on the same basketball team, and her husband was the president of a major pharmaceutical company in America.
Okay.
And I got 168 people who said, sure, you can send us a chapter of the book. I said, yeah, I want to get some pre-release exposure and see what you think. In 5 days, I got 580,000 hits.
Wow.
And I said, I think I wrote me a book. So I then took 50 of the 168, and I said, can I send you a second chapter? And they said, yeah, send it. So I sent them chapter number 5. Now, chapter 3 that I sent out was on the GPS. And in that chapter, it chronicles how I went to the office of then-sitting Senator Jay Rockefeller, where they actually took the technology away from me by threat, and they shipped it westward to this up-and-coming computer guy by the name of Bill Gates. So when I sent out chapter 5, in 3 hours, I actually got 397,000 more hits, and I said, oh, I have written me a book. So they had asked Warren Buffett, they said, hey, Warren, how come you never invested with Jeff Bezos and Amazon? And he literally said, to be honest with you, concerning Mr. Bezos, I didn't think you could make that kind of money selling books. And guess what, gentlemen? You can't. But you can freaking steal that kind of money selling books. Okay?
And selling other household goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Tons of other
products. Right? Oh, yeah. So my book comes out, and I've got over 200 documents in the book. The book was submitted for a Pulitzer. It's been out for 49 months, and I have not received one dime.
How many months?
One dime.
49.
I haven't received one dime in book royalties, and I am owed, gentlemen, north of $50 million.
Now, I know from just having done stuff like this with music, you know, if I want digital distribution or if I upload music to a site, there's usually some sort of an interface that you can see, like, how well your particular, like, song or album or something did. Is that similar for books where there's an interface, like, for Amazon or Barnes & Noble where you
can... They have dashboards and what have you, but
right.
Here's the problem. They can do with these algorithms whatever the heck they want to do, right? However, in the case of Barnes & Noble, for example, they have a different barcode that's on the back of their book. And the barcode that they have is that square one that looks like somebody threw splat on the wall.
QR codes.
Okay? Yeah, Congress passed a law. And the law they passed is if that particular barcode is on a book, you must tell which printing the book is, where the location is, and what the quantity is that you printed in this book.
Right.
So I call up Barnes & Noble, and I said, hey, man, where are my freaking royalties? And they said, well, Mr. Stevens, you've only sold two books. And I said, well, that's funny. I said, because the book's been out for a month, and I personally purchased three copies because I wanted to see how it would be received via mail and postage and what have you, and how my customers would get the book.
Yeah. Wouldn't this be something to pick up with, like, the publisher or the printing house?
Well, here's the thing. So you call the printing house, which is Ingram Press, and Ingram says, well, hey, Mr. Stevens, we're printing these books by the freaking boatload, but the problem is we can't give you the information because our contract is with Barnes & Noble. But listen to this. On the back of the book, it literally showed that I was holding one copy where they had printed 363 in that particular run, and today they're up to printing them from batches of 1,250.
Hey, Herbert, thank you for the call. Please, if you want to keep us updated on this, please call again, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. We'd love to hear more about this. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks and peace.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.